Turner's next number for 372. Number 372.
Yeah.
561. Number 561. Chad Miller here, so we're looking to him for devotions at this time.
Good evening. Greetings in Jesus' name. I'd like to turn to the 40th Psalm. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of you for your prayers on behalf of our family over the last number of years while we were living in Guatemala, and your support in any way. We really have appreciated it. And I would also like to ask you to continue to pray for us as we adjust, because that has its hurdles as well. And so as we adjust back to life here in the U.S., it has its challenges. So just if you could keep praying for us, we would really appreciate it. It's good to be here. It's good to be here with you. It's good to feel this nice, warm weather. When we first came, it was cold. And today, I actually saw some flowers, and that looked really nice. And anyway, so that's a special blessing for us. Psalm 40. I'm going to read the complete psalm, and then I have a few comments. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward, they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire, mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, Lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips. O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared it. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thy tender mercy. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have compassed me about. Mine iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of mine head, therefore my heart faileth me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. Let them be desolate for a reward of their shame that say unto me, Aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, The Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. Now, the reason I chose this is tonight, from what I understand, we're going to be doing mostly singing. And when I think of hymn singing, and a devotional for hymn singing, I think of this psalm because of what it says in verse 3, and he hath put a new song in my mouth. verse 1 and 2 talk about being saved, what we are saved from. And sometimes I think we have the idea that maybe levels of sinners, and maybe we're not the worst of sinners, but without Christ, we are in an horrible pit. Without Christ, we are in the miry clay. And so, we don't have to be a terrible sinner. Without Christ, we are needy. And then I like where he talks about here, where David talks about in verse 3, or no, in same verse 2 there, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. Another way we could say they're established is straightened. God has straightened our path. Another thing I like to think about is that God has shown a light on the path that we need to walk. He has established our going. I'd like to jump down to verse 5. It says, "Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered." And as I was thinking about this, they cannot be reckoned, we're not able to fully comprehend them. We're not even able to talk about them as much as what they are. God's works are too wonderful. And I had to think about it, that we can't comprehend them, so let's sing about it, and let's praise Him for those works. And what are those works? We have so many. We have so many blessings and things that God has done for us. And when I think of the wonderful works, my mind goes to nature. Last evening, as we were traveling home from Mom and Dad in Ohio, the sun, we were somewhere just a little east of here when the sun was setting, and it was so beautiful. The skies, God painted beautiful colors in the sunset, and it was beautiful. That is just one of His wonderful works. I was telling the children yesterday that one of the things that I'm really looking forward to in being here in Missouri is hearing the spring peepers. And I was telling them that probably toward the end of March sometime, I was way off because we stepped out of the van and I heard them, and it was just absolutely beautiful. I just love to hear those spring peepers. And I heard some other animal out there too that was making a noise. I thought they were John's turkeys, but they weren't. It wasn't. It was something else. It was something a lot more prettier than the sound of a turkey. God's wonderful works. He works in our hearts. He gives us so many things. And here it says, they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. In Spanish, it literally says, it's impossible to tell them before thee. And so we are talking about God's works. The best we can do is simply lift up our hearts in praise and thanksgiving. And one of those ways is through singing. The last verse then in 17, "But I am poor and needy." Or maybe I could read it like this: "Even though I am afflicted and needy, the Lord thinks about me." The Lord thinks about us, even though we are afflicted, even though we're needy. I'd like to jump back up into verse 3, and I find it interesting. It says, "And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God." We have something to sing about. But it says then, "Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord." How many of us are out there singing? Well, our lives are writing a song that the world can see and hear. And so are we being faithful in that tonight? Let's bow our heads for prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for the privilege to be here. Thank you, Lord, for everyone that is here. And thank you, Lord, that you are here, and that we can sing praises to you. Thank you, Father, for all your blessings, and most of all for the gift of salvation. And so I just pray that you would bless our evening according to your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Chad, for being willing to share. And having an attitude of thankfulness does not come automatically. I believe it's something that we have to develop. We have to work with, unless you are different than I am. We face difficult times. We face stressful times. And there is where the rubber meets the road. How are we going to look at this? And so, I'm thankful for a brotherhood that we can interact with, and family, and a lot of times that has a way of changing our attitude, I had an experience yesterday. I was already frustrated and stressed out. And I tried to move some of my cows just around the corner about 200 feet, and they did not go where I had wanted them to go. And so Jevin and I was trying to push them back where they were supposed to, and so I was putting pressure on them, and about that time, they kicked up their heels and they took off. And that's when I threw up my hands. Oh, man. Anyhow, so I left them go, and pretty soon, about 20 minutes later, here they come trotting back, and so I was again trying to work them in there, and anyhow, a couple people showed up on a four-wheeler, not realizing that about 15 minutes before that, I breathed a prayer, Lord, you can help me with this, can't you get these cows in? I don't have time to spend putting cows in all day. And he answered that prayer in an amazing way, and was really thankful for that. Let's turn our Christian hymnal to 95. We'll have two songs here, and then I believe that Juanita is supposed to be prepared to have children singing. And those of you that care to can stand to sing this song. I know this is a Christmas song, but the words of this is what I was looking at. We have so much to be thankful to God for, and it just stood out to me this evening. 94, Christian hymnal.
Come and behold in
The next number is 482. You can be thinking, because later on we'll be taking a few requests from the congregation. 482.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' love and righteousness. I cannot trust the sweetest frame, but only lean on Jesus.
Juanita and the children for those songs. Let's turn to 456 in the Christian hymnal. Number 456. This time, I'd like to look at a history of a song. This song is Rescue the Perishing by Fanny Crosby. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim the liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Isaiah 61, 1 and 2. Fanny Crosby, the blind American poetess, has often been called the queen of gospel songwriters. Although she did not begin writing gospel songs until she was 44 years of age, from her radiant heart and prolific pen flowed more than 8,000 gospel hymns before her homegoing at the age of 95. On February 12, 1915, the authoress had left the following account of the writing of this hymn. It was written in the year 1869. Many of my hymns were written after the experiences in New York mission work. This one was thus written. I was addressing a large company of working men One hot summer evening, when the thought kept forcing itself on my mind that some mother's boy must be rescued that night or not at all. So I made a pressing plea that if there was a boy present who had wandered from his mother's home and teaching, he should come to me at the end of the service. A young man of 18 came forward and said, "Did you mean me? I promised my mother to meet her in heaven, but as I am now living, that will be impossible." We prayed for him, and he finally arose with a new light in his eyes and exclaimed in triumph, "Now I can meet my mother in heaven, for I have found God." A few days before, Mr. Don had sent me a theme for a new song, "Rescue the Perishing," based on Luke 14, verse 23. While I sat in the mission that evening, the line came to me, "Rescue the perishing, care for the dying." I could think of nothing else that night. When I arrived home, I went to work on the hymn at once. And before I retired, I was ready for the melody. The song was first published in 1870 in Don's Songs of Devotions. This hymn, like so many of Fanny Crosby's soul-stirring songs, has been greatly used of God to bring conviction of repentance to many. Iris Sankey, who uses this hymn continually in his evangelistic campaigns with D.L. Moody, tells his story in his book, My Life and the Story of Gospel Hymn. On a stormy night, a middle-aged man staggered into the Bowery Mission. He was intoxicated, his face unwashed, unshaved, with clothes soiled and torn. He sank into a seat and gazed around, seemed to wonder what kind of a place he had come to. "Rescue the Perishing," and other familiar gospel hymns were sung and seemed to interest him and to recall some memories of his youth long forgotten. As the leader of the meeting told the simple story of the gospel, how the Lord had come to seek and save sinners, the man listened eagerly. The leader in his younger days had been a soldier and had seen hard, active service. In the course of his remarks, he mentioned several incidents in which had occurred in his experience during the war. And he gave the name of the company in which he had served. At the close of the meeting, the man staggered up to the leader in a broken voice. "When were you in that company you spoke of?" Why, all through the war," said the leader. "Do you remember the battle of ? Perfectly. Do you remember the name of the captain of your company at that time?" "Yes, his name was." "You are right. I am that man. I was your captain. Look at me today and see what a wreck I am. Can you save your old captain? I have lost everything. I had in the world through drink and don't know where to turn." He was converted that evening and was helped by his friend to a life of usefulness and respectability. The captain often retold the story of how God used his former soldier in a mission service to rescue his perishing soul. Other hymns by Fanny Crosby included "All the Way My Savior Leads Me," "Blessed Assurance," "My Savior First of All," and "Saved by Grace." Let's sing that song. It's 194 in the Christian hymnal. God can use a song and a for special purposes at special times to speak to people's hearts. Song number 194.
Save him, save him.
This time we'll look to Wayne Raymer for a few songs.
Good evening. Turn to number 467 in the church hymnal. And I don't know which other one to choose, so I'm going to ask for a choice from you all after this song. Open the wells of salvation. Number 570.
It's
Thank you, Uncle Wayne, for sharing in that way. I thought maybe I should finish my little story about the cows, and the reason that it was impressed upon my mind is because Laverne came by because the Marcia thought that maybe it was his cows, and of course not, it's mine. Mine are the only ones that get out around here, I think. But anyhow, he came and did that, and of course he has a lot more experience than what I do, and it wasn't long till he had them guys in there, and he did it, from what I saw, cheerfully. And anyhow, I knew I shouldn't have been upset, I knew I shouldn't have been frustrated, but the pressure was on, and there I was. Anyhow, after he got it in and he was down the road a bit, I thought to myself, you know, I don't know what he was doing. He had to pull away from that, and he came and helped the neighbor get his cows in. And, you know, why should I have been frustrated? Why should I allow the circumstances to get me down? And anyhow, his act of kindness, his act of charity, changed my mind for the rest of the day. And I think God obviously had a reason that my cows got out, and it was to help me to get a better vision of the day. Anyhow, so much for that. Who would have a selection of song that you'd like to sing this evening? Well, I'll take a couple. 454, which book?
Church hymn.
Church hymn. 454. In the Rifted Rock.
In the rifted rock I've resting, safely sheltered I abide. There no foes nor storms molest me, while within the cleft I hide. Now I'm resting, sweetly resting, in the cleft. Once made.
Christian hymn book?
Hymn book.
430. In your Christian hymnal, 478, and those of you that care to can stand for this song. I'd like to sing verses 1, 2, and 4.
I know.